Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, George Stephanopoulos in the White House asking about UFOs. Also, the former press spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she was there when someone asked during a press conference, one of the rare press briefings, about UAPs, and she said she would talk to the president or something like that, brushed it off, and that's all you heard, because there's never a follow-up question about anything.
No, and that's not the format. I mean, obviously, the Trump White House has not made any records for being forthcoming in a news conference kind of situation. So I don't look for that to be the way that this is going to go down. But there is room to start talking about the idea. And given those Navy videos and some of the other things that are being talked about right now, I think we are entering a period where we are going to crack the door open enough for some light to come in on the subject of not only UAP hassling some of our own military. That's clearly a compelling and dynamic story that is not done and that is growing in its reporting. So there's that. And, just the general idea that once you accept that there is a reality to UAP, then you have to ask yourself, well, whose are they? So sometimes people will make the argument today. They'll say, well, you know, we've got such incredible stuff. They're probably ours. And the people who are flying these things don't tell the Navy they've got them. And that would be a fair argument if things hadn't started in the late 1940s after World War II. I think everybody can agree that that kind of super technology, which we think it's possible that maybe the U.S. has some of it right now. We know we didn't have it after World War II. We know that wasn't true. We know the Soviets didn't have it. The Germans didn't have it. We didn't have it. Nobody had the stuff that can perform like these Tic Tacs that performed in the Navy videos. So to me, that pretty well states that there's a reality to UAP that is not American, it's not Russian, it's not Chinese, it's something else. And let's just hope. We could keep it bottled up for a while longer, but what's the point in that? Right now, we have a situation where a small group of people throughout the world have taken it upon themselves to study, analyze, and manage the UFO secret. They've outlived their usefulness, I believe, as the only people who get a bite of this apple. I think it's time to realize that all of us together are smarter than any one of us, and it's time to throw the doors open, let the light shine in, and let us all start talking about this together. Again, it'll be messy, but it will lead to more truth.
Well, we'd like to hope so. We had Gary Voorhees on not too long ago, and he was, of course, one of the fire controlmen on one of the Navy ships during that whole Tic Tac incident. And we got talking about the possibility that what this could have been is a very advanced countermeasures test that was taking place during their training maneuvers that was very secret and that very few people knew about.
But I don't believe that. I mean, it defies logic. If there had been no UFO reports until the 2000s, you could believe that. But given the thousands and thousands of UFO reports, many including military witnesses and police witnesses and radar and et cetera, going back to the 40s and 50s, I don't think anybody had countermeasures that behaved like these Tic Tacs. I disagree with Gary on that.
No, this wasn't something Gary said could be the case. This was something that we've talked about with like Kevin D. Randall. It's something that we've looked into as a possible explanation for the Tic Tac.
I don't buy it.
When you get talking about the rest of it, I'm a believer in alien visitation. I don't call them UAPs. I say what they are. We're talking about alien craft out there. We just don't know for sure which cases actually represent the alien craft and which ones don't.
I will agree with you. I'll stipulate that there's enough time that has passed and we've had some of these craft to analyze. So it's quite possible that the stew of things that are flying around in our skies include more of our stuff than used to be the fact. And by the way, when I say UAP, it's not that I'm just saying I'm not 100% that, I don't know for sure that they're extraterrestrial or that all of them are extraterrestrial. Some of them may be ultra dimensional. Some of them may have some origin here. Some of them may just, look, there's a numerous ways that we could look at this and ask ourselves what they are. I just know they're not ours. I just know that there's in the mix a bunch of these things that aren't ours. And I'm kind of curious about it. And I'm not getting any younger. I would like to know about this before I shuffle off this mortal coil.
Definitely.
Well, some of us will shuffle off before others, but I gave up long, long ago any possibility that I'd live to see some resolution. I'd like to be proven wrong.
I think you will be proven wrong. Because I believe you're going to be around a few more years here, so I think you're going to be proven wrong. I literally think the 2020s are the new 1960s, and they are going to be that because this inciting incident is going to be this story finally breaking open into the public square. And that's going to light a fuse under change and discussion and analysis. I don't necessarily think that you or me or any of your listeners are necessarily going to learn everything there is about this topic or come to be told conclusions that we can all buy into. I just think that we are going to go through a period where we all admit that they're unusual. They are not made here conventionally here on Earth, and that we've got some explaining to do.
Well, the thing see now with governments is that they're mostly unable to prepare for anything. We're seeing that happen now with the coronavirus, where China, I guess, suppressed it, and now they have a new version of reporting it, so the number of affected people is increasing, although not as much in the rest of the world. But it seems like everything, bad hurricanes, governments go from crisis to crisis after the fact.
Yeah.
And with UFOs, UAPs, whatever we want to call them, they would be reactive too.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, listen, disclosure has gotten more complicated and more likely in the 10 years since Richard Dolan and I wrote AD After Disclosure. It's gotten more likely and more complicated for the same reason, which is we are now capable of disclosing this to ourselves. We have high technology that's out in civilian society. We have more people who are willing to discuss it openly and therefore compare notes and so forth. What used to be kind of a closed system is becoming more open. And so as that happens, It would be nice if our government and governments around the world would kind of get their act together and say, we're going to be a little more open about this. But we're going to have to probably do a lot of this on our own at the beginning until we drag until we drag these managers kicking and screaming into the disclosure situation. And clearly when, like I said, you can't be a little bit disclosed. You disclose the most basic thing, which is they're not ours. Well, then all bets are off because all that does is raise questions and people are going to demand answers. And I think if there's anything that's troubling about what we've experienced in the last few years with the president and his style, I'll try not to piss off anybody who's listening to this. But, the style that he brings to his way of interpreting the world is to act like he's telling the truth, but everybody else is lying.
And we're going to have more about the truthful lies. Okay. Of the lying truth. It reminds me of a Star Trek episode where Captain Kirk screwed with his computer by talking gibberish. But this is not gibberish. These announcements are important. With Gene Randall and Bryce, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
At one time, Trump told, that it was Leslie Stahl, that the reason he refers to the media as fake news, you know, is just to kind of give cover to stories that are not favorable towards him. It's a deliberate action with obviously preordained results.
If he admitted that, then I didn't catch that, but it doesn't make any difference because he does spend most of his time saying, I'm completely innocent of everything. I've never made a wrong decision in my life. And I'm the only guy that tells the truth. And by the way, the people that say anything bad about me are lying. And that includes the media, which is all fake news. That's politics to one. I'm not going to get into discussing norms and things like that. And let's just call it politics for the moment. Okay. The problem of what it does for disclosure is we do need some sense that we can trust some things, and we need to have some standards where we can look at these things and analyze them, and it hasn't helped. Having said that, we have to accept he might be our disclosure president, because I think it's very possible we will have a disclosure moment in the next 5 years. So if he's reelected, then we're going to quite possibly see him be the disclosure president, which will be what a story that'll be. And again, it'll be very unusual as to how he chooses to present it. You can just imagine, think of the styles of all the different people. Trump disclosing is certainly a wild and woolly event, correct? Bernie Sanders disclosing is, I think he would just say, well, you wanted to know about this, here it is. And that would have its own power. I think Pete Buttigieg would sort of walk us through things in a more sort of from a military POV about how what this means, and he'd be open as a younger generation man to talking about the nature of the universe a little bit. And I think certainly Amy Klobuchar will look at it from the point of view of, I said I was going to solve problems when I came in. This is a problem to be solved. Here's my take on it. So kind of matter-of-factly. So there's a lot of different ways this is coming, but my point is it's coming. One way or the other, it's coming. Hang on. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I'm always thinking here, though, when we think about this happening, we look at how our president would release the information and whether people would even believe him or her. But we have to look at the fact that UFOs are being investigated in other countries that may or may not have our best interests at heart, may or may not be communicating this information with us, and they could see at some point a tactical advantage to being first at the bat.
Listen, one of the things that's also changed, obviously, in the last 10 years is how the current president has, and again, not trying to get into the politics and just looking at the big picture here for a second, he certainly made current alliances a little shakier or whatever. He's turned some countries to be less than friendly to us. He's challenged other countries. There's just a disturbance in the force about how the world is organized, which means it's possible somebody else will just decide, screw this, we're going to go. Right. So, in fact, what may happen about disclosure is that somebody else, whether it be France or Brazil or the Vatican or Russia or China or somebody, may be for their reasons thinking it's time to go on this thing and consequences be damned. And if our intelligence is to turn up that, like, that's about to happen, I would think that the United States would want, in its own self-interest, as the longest standing interactor with this phenomenon, want to kind of lead the terms of the disclosure. And so we might have a disclosure race for a few weeks, and then it'll blow open and off we go. But again, that's the thing about trying to predict. It's hard to predict the specifics, because who would have predicted the Navy videos the way they came out? I mean, really, that's not anything any of us were actually thinking was going to happen, that somebody would release partial videos and then they'd sort of sit there for a few years as people cogitated on them, and it wouldn't lead to immediate disclosure. That's a little not what we were thinking. The things that may happen are likely to be things that we don't quite see right now, but that when they happen, we'll say, well, that's obvious. I should have seen that coming. But there are large historical forces at play right now, and this is the time. Look, I acknowledge that people have been saying this for a long time. If you read Donald Kehoe's old books, you realize that he was predicting that the so-called silence group, which is what he called them, was going to come clean at any minute. And of course, they didn't. And it's like something like 65 or 70 years since he predicted that. And frankly, some people have been predicting disclosure is just around the corner every year. And the thing I always say is, well, eventually they're going to be right. So I guess they'll just keep predicting it. And one day it will be there and they can say, yeah, I predicted that last year, even though they predicted it 25 years in a row. But the forces are in play. This is not a secret that will be kept forever, and we have the ability to disclose it to ourselves. So, you know, it is coming. As a phrase I've always liked from that song is people get ready. That sums it up for me. People get ready. If the smart bet right now is you should ask yourself, how am I going to interact with this when this starts happening? What's my place in this particular storyline that will be unfolding across the world? And I think we all have a role to play.
Now, one thing that occurs to me also, to be more paranoid, that is that this may be such a momentous, important, earth-shattering story that all of the developed countries would be forced to work together to manage
right.
it. They couldn't sit there and use their own political turf to get an advantage.
Possibly. I think that the problem we have is in terms of how the secret has been managed by these managers, we have insufficient information. We have hints. We've seen these majestic 12 documents that may or may not be accurate. We've seen some declassified documents. But we really, really don't know how they've managed to hold this thing together the way they have, particularly on a global basis. In other words, it's one thing for the U.S. military to say, well, we're going to classify the hell out of this thing. We're going to officially deny any involvement in any way. And if anybody challenges us, we're going to ridicule them. Well, that certainly worked for 70 years, denial and ridicule. But that's something you could imagine a singular entity like the U.S. military being able to pull off. But how did they pull it off, given that many of these other countries have had their own interactions and have their own theories? And I'm talking about many of the South American countries and Brazil. France has been very open, etc.
We're going to break right here, talk more about how other countries might treat the subject of UAPs, UFOs. Bryce, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. pro-Donald Trump groups raised more than $60 million in January and have more than $200 million on hand for this year's general election, shattering fundraising records on the path toward a goal of raising $1 billion during this cycle. The Republican National Committee and the president's campaign have raised more than $525 million since the start of 2019. Together with two joint fundraising committees, the RNC and the Trump campaign provided those figures to the Associated Press. The January haul coincided with most of the Senate's impeachment trial, which resulted in the Republican president's acquittal earlier this month. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said, "We already have 500,000 volunteers fully trained and activated, and this record-breaking support will help us grow our grassroots army even more." This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Bryce Abel is with us. We've done some back and forth talking about pop culture, specifically superheroes, comic books, but also about the possibility of disclosure and what might be happening out there, and how the secret might be kept. Is there still some kind of silence group that's using black budget money? Or again, maybe they can't keep it all going, so they try to sweep it under the rug, like in the first Indiana Jones movie where the Ark of the Covenant was stuck in Warehouse 13. So maybe the evidence for UFOs is stuck in Warehouse 13 and out of sight, out of mind, hoping that this other force that manages the UFOs, because that's ET or whatever, is not going to decide it's time.
I don't know what to call it, whether it's Majestic 12 or something else. But this so-called silence group, as Donald Kehoe used to call them, almost has to be intuited to have existed, because otherwise, why would we be here right now? We're here because people that had reports written chose to keep them classified, and in some cases, like the Estimate of the Situation report, burn them up. So clearly, there's been some mechanism of management that has been applied to this. Now, the definition of management of a secret is a spectrum. Right. On one side, it might be very loose, and on another side, it might be very tight. And it's true that the longer you classify something, the more it sort of goes internal. So it's quite possible, by the way, that there are classified documents and possibly wreckage and maybe bodies and possibly living things. Who really knows? But that group is probably considerably smaller than you'd imagine. It's not out of the question to believe that there are legitimate people in the government today and certainly in private enterprise who literally want to know about this and can't get at it because it's sort of buried. So I think the goal of the citizens going forward, and I include global citizens, not just U.S. citizens, is to try to encourage those who are managing this to realize that the gig is up here and it's time for them to embrace a little more openness. And by the way, there are ways that this could be done. We talked about it earlier, but imagine that we embrace some kind of congressional hearings on a very narrow basis. They're going to look into what the Navy knows about these cases that are referenced in the videos. Say it's just that. It would probably expand relatively quickly to those overflights of the nuclear missile sites and how those missiles were taken down during UFO encounters. And you're going to want to bring people in to talk about those things. Some people will gladly come forward. You'll want to make sure that they all understand that they can speak freely. And you may have to subpoena some people who don't want to come, and you may even have to offer some kind of immunity to certain witnesses so that they feel that they can testify openly. But once you get people who are in the know talking openly, wow, all bets really are off.
And the revolution will be televised.
It will this year.
I'm assuming here. I'd like to put a question out there that sort of ties a lot of this together because of that. You did an interview in 2019 with Olympic and Bundy and about the Emmys where
yeah.
You were saying that the Emmys are important. They matter because television tells us who we are as a country. So I was intrigued by that. So I'd like to ask a couple questions and sort of lead us through this where,
sure.
Well, does that mean that television is shaping the country into what it portrays, or that it's more like a mirror that is reflecting what the country is back to itself, or some combination of both?
That's a great question. And by the way, I love being quoted back to myself. That's fantastic. But listen, I was the chairman and CEO of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, the people that give out the Emmys, which is why they were interviewing me on that show because they wanted to talk about the 9/11 Emmys. I'm the guy that canceled the Emmys twice that year, and they'd never been canceled in 49 years. So it was kind of a wild, wild time to be alive and to be in charge of that. So to answer your question, let me back up. Back when I was running the Academy, we had a retreat, and one of the things we asked at that retreat was, will they even call it television in a few years? Because our concern was it was just changing so quickly, and maybe we couldn't even see how it was going to just blow things apart. In reality, I think what's happened is there was a fight between television and film, and television won because now even films that are in the Oscars are available to you on the small screen on Netflix and Amazon and places like that. So there's more television being made than ever before, some kind of 500 series right now. We watch it pretty much on any screen we choose to. Some of us have big screens at home, and we have a television in the bedroom and the living room and the kitchen. Some of us like to watch on our iPads. Some of us like to watch on our phones, okay? And we like to be able to watch whatever we want to watch whenever we want to watch it, all right? So the question is television leading us or are we leading television? Well, my experience as someone, I've created 5 TV series that have gotten on prime time, and my sense of it is it's a dance, but clearly, specifically when you talk about commercial television, which frankly, I guess all of it is really commercial in one sense or another, they're not in the business of doing something that will alienate viewers. They're looking for viewers, so they tend to want the creative community to pitch things that represent the reality that people are experiencing. So,
okay, so there, if I can just interject right in there,
yeah,
this
yeah.
brings me to the next point where when you guys were talking about Superman, well, of course, he was invented during the Great Depression and came to be seen as a symbol
right.
for the liberation of the common citizen from the poverty of the Great Depression and those seeking justice but are powerless to fight forces that are larger than them in the world. And now we see the superhero genre just exploding out. So if television is and film and everything is reflecting what the country is feeling back on itself, that almost suggests that the country is feeling somewhat powerless in the face of these much larger forces that we're having a really tough time dealing with.
Well, every generation gets the Superman it deserves is how I look at it. You know, the original, I mean, the first television Superman was clearly just a straight-ahead, square-jawed George Reeves. And now you've gone to Henry Cavill, who's way more alienated and sort of reflects the world that we live in where it's not perfect. It ain't a perfect world, and he doesn't even like the job he's got sometimes. Okay, but television does reflect the society we live in. So on issues like gay rights, a lot of gay rights programming sort of preceded the public overall acceptance, but it was clearly the arc of knowledge, I guess, or how people were going to do things. Now, there are other ways to look at it, though. You could say that some issues get pushed forward by the creative community, and when that happens, you have that sort of flyover state mentality where you realize that the coasts are more liberal than the center of the country, and they're trying to lead. But generally speaking, my experience is that television, in its grand scope, is a pretty effective way of giving people what the kind of material they want to see, because, you know, what happens when you give people material they don't want to see? You cancel the show. So it's a relentlessly effective way of giving you an insight into the world that we live in. At least that's my take.
We're going to have more takes on this, but we have to take this first. We're going to take it and give it whatever. Bryce Gene Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Bryce, you were continuing about the fact, of course, that if a TV show doesn't garner the ratings, then it is canceled. But now I understand they, when they look at ratings, they also look at the live plus three.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways.
3 days later. And suddenly the show doubles in audience.
And it's more than that, even. I had a show on NBC that's, you know, your audience may remember, Dark Skies, which was about a UFO invasion in the 60s. It was on NBC prior to DVRs, okay? I'm telling you right now, the numbers we got on a Saturday night, which were insufficient to keep us on the air and got us canceled, would have made us a runaway hit if we had it today. Right. In addition to what you just said, the other thing that's sort of changing things is that people are fighting for smaller and smaller pieces of the pie. And that means if you're really talking about the mirror effect of television, is it reflecting us or are we reflecting it, or, you know, which? And as I said, you make an argument that both are going on concurrently. But the niche programming that we seem to have now does allow things to be on the air and stay on the air because a portion of the population likes them.
Is Dark Skies still out there? Can people still watch it? I mean, will it be coming to Netflix or?
Well, so far, it's not streaming, which is a big sadness in my life.
Yeah.
I wish it was streaming. It is available in an excellent DVD that Shout Factory put together. I really love what they did with it, but it would be nice if it was streaming. One of the problems we had, it took 14 years to get the DVD set released because they told me it was all about music clearances. I don't know that was actually true. I suspect something else was afoot, but that's what they said. And then they finally put it out after 14 years. And if indeed music clearances, because there was a lot of music in it, it took place in the 60s, and we tried to have a pretty rock and roll soundtrack to the whole thing. That was part of the fun and the, and the license of the whole thing. So if the music licenses were literally a problem for that, and again, I question it, but if they were, you would have the same issues that lawyers would have to sort out for streaming. And it may very well be Sony and whoever might want to, which owns it, and whoever might want to stream it, can't agree on what those music rights are worth. So,
well, though, if it would be popular enough to make the money that is required, then, and I think it probably would be, I totally agree with you on that. There's definitely a niche market for that out there. I'd really like to see it come back. Somebody should be looking into it.
You know what? Over the years, I've certainly been open to rebooting it, to re-envisioning it, to remaking it, to streaming it. I mean, I've been a relentless and painful advocate for it. Just ask people around all of it. I just never give up, nor will I. I will continue to always push it forward as best I can. But part of me is also, I've had to sort of bifurcate my passion for it and say, okay, my passion for Dark Skies will never, never end, and I will continue to talk about it on shows like yours, and I will certainly tell people about how great that DVD set is and hope that they'll watch it. But at the same time, I have to sort of move on with my life in entertainment and even in UFO entertainment. So I have other projects that I'm pursuing, because the problem about Dark Skies for me is I don't own it. Sony owns it. So I can't tell them to make it or to license it, or anything that they do has to be their idea. So I'm concentrating more of my creative firepower on identifying and developing projects in this worldview.
Let's talk about some more of those then. What's your latest thing? What are you really excited about and want to push now?
My passion right now is Captured, which I have the option on the book written by Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Marden about the Betty and Barney Hill case. I've had that option for a few years, and people may have, I think I even talked about it on your show. But it's hard to get anything sold in this town, despite the fact they're making so much material. This is something that's not necessarily something everybody understands, but I love it because I think the Betty and Barney Hill case is a terrific case, because A, it's the most fascinating case around, because the first Americans to claim publicly that they were abducted are Betty and Barney, who were an interracial couple in 1961. So there's that. They were not only the first to claim abduction, they were the first to experience missing time, and they were also the first to reclaim lost memories through hypnosis. So it's just all about the first, and that's why I feel at a time when people are starting to see these UFO reports and be taken seriously, while there's still going to be a lot of those shows that are what I would call the Independence Day shows, which are the sort of the alien invasions with phasers and stun guns and that kind of stuff, I think as we begin to realize that UFOs actually are real and actually have happened and are happening right now, we're going to want to know about some of those famous cases. So I've developed Captured most recently as a limited series. It would be an 8-hour limited series. And I'm working with some people at a management company, which I can't really go into right now, but I'm working with those people to take it out to the town as a limited series. Could go to a second season, but more likely a limited series that tells the story of Betty and Barney. Because, and this is what I think is so cool, the hook for it is, at a time when the world saw everything as black and white, Betty and Barney Hill encountered gray. And that's what makes it just world's best story for me.
I would think also with all these streaming services coming online, there are more opportunities for something like that. Of course, we have Apple TV Plus, and we still have Netflix and Disney Plus and everything. So at least that gives you more opportunities. I don't know if it helps.
Listen, when I sold Dark Skies, there were four buyers. You know, it was ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. All right. Now, we got lucky. We took Dark Skies out to three networks in one day, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And by the end of that day, we had offers from both CBS and NBC. So we got lucky. But I can't tell you that made it easier, because really, if you bomb out with you only have four buyers and you bomb out with the four buyers, you're done. Whereas today, as you point out, you have streamers, and there's lots of them, from Amazon to Netflix to Hulu to Disney to you know, just lots. They're the same broadcast networks, so that's good. There's the cable outlets. There's everything from History to AMC. And, you know, there's just so many ways that these things are being put out there, and so many different people who could potentially buy it. So, yeah, I love it, and I do think that that's why I'm pushing so hard with renewed vigor in 2020 on Captured, because I think this is a story whose time has come to be told. It was told on film in 1975 as a very kind of low-budget TV movie that doesn't really stand up today. I want to make it in an expanded form. I want to make it with the best actors that we can find, and I want to make it with enough money to here's how I would put it. Betty and Barney were taken on board this ship. I want any viewers to go with me on board that ship with them, and I want to deliver an experience on board that ship that is authentic to what they say happened to them.
And how about the cultural aspects of the time and all of the – you're going to have to recreate sets then that are realistic looking for the period, and that's going to be a lot of work. Well, and there could be a lot of subplots in there too.
Well, sure, but, you know remember, I'm the guy that's got the experience of recreating the 1960s with UFOs, because that's all Dark Skies was.
Exactly.
We took place from 1961 to 1967, and I roughly that is the time frame of the Betty and Barney Hill series that I envision. So – yeah, if you're going to pick anybody to do it, I'd be happy to be that guy. And I think the 60s are very rich, and they were, you know, there's so much that's good about it. And trying to get it right and authentic has always been a passion of mine. Certainly, we tried very hard to get things right on Dark Skies, which is why I think so many people remain fans of it to this day, because it hasn't dated that much. We made it in the 90s about the 60s, so it still looks like the 60s. It didn't date. We didn't date the 90s. We made the 60s. So, yeah, absolutely. There is a tremendous challenge to getting it right. But the other thing about the Betty and Barney Hill case that intrigues me is the zeitgeist of the time. The Cold War is raging in 1961. Betty and Barney Hill live just a few miles away from Peace Air Force Base.
Let's continue to paint the picture of the scene in 1961. We'll go back through time. With Bryce Sable, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.